time to talk about practical finance with Thane. And we're talking today about your emergency fund or your rainy day fund. And this insert brought to you with the compliments of Versa Wealth.
Imagine no financial stress, no running around to check and monitor your future. But that's not what's happening, is it? Half your money and time is spent on following up on all your financial needs. Is my wealth growing or shrinking? What will happen with my estate when I'm gone? Is my retirement fund where it needs to be? Am I covered for all disabilities? How will my family know who to turn to for what? Why not put everything into one safe place? At Verso Wealth, we offer cost effectiveness and simplicity, giving you 100% security to help you changing your goals into reality.
Contact Verso Wealth on 043-727-1340 or info@verso.co.za.
Thursday morning at just on 10 past 8, it's time to welcome Thane into the studio with another episode of Practical Finance, brought to you with the compliments of Versa Wealth. Thane, very good morning and welcome.
Thank you, Wayne. Thank you, listeners, for tuning in.
And just a reminder, before we get going, that we will give you information and not necessarily advice, and Versa Wealth is an authorized financial services provider.
And that we are. In terms of the FASE Act, we will provide some information and maybe even a bit of entertainment, but you are always recommended to go and speak to your own financial professional, because he knows your personal circumstances.
He knows your own circumstances, which could be very different to the scenarios that we might put forward.
Superb.
And Thane, what are we talking about today?
Well, you know, we've got this, a lot of people have paid a bit of tax, maybe a lot of people got a bit of a refund from the South African Revenue Services. Mm-hmm. So what do we do with this money? You know, often we get asked the question, I'm about to get my first paycheck. What do I need to do? So let's maybe talk about some, what I believe is the fundamental of financial planning. And that is an emergency fund.
A rainy day fund,
yes. So what that is, you know, the last thing you want to do is having to borrow money for emergencies. Mm. Number one, as we all know, if you're looking to borrow money from the bank or any institution, by the way, you're going to fill out a pile of forms. Mm. You're going to be asked everything about your financial life. And sometimes those forms are so tedious. If you're a business owner, you'll know exactly what it's about. You know, by the time you've completed all those forms, the emergency is probably passed and you don't need the money anymore.
Well, it's a double emergency.
Yeah, double emergency. Yeah. So try and use an emergency fund as the basis of your financial planning. I mean, Wayne, if you and I, we chatted a couple of years ago with COVID, how many businesses just couldn't cope and went out of business because they didn't have cash flow? And that was, I think I might have been a bit harsh in those days. And I said, well, the reason for that is the fundamentals of their finances weren't in place. You need to have an emergency fund. An emergency fund is an amount of cash that you can access within a very short period of time. From a financial perspective, you want it to be, you want it the best of both worlds. You want to say, I want it accessible, but I also want the highest interest rate. You can have that. You can have that. I see you looking to me with these big eyes.
I'm wondering which bank would do that, because either we hang on to your money for 30 days or we give you a lower interest rate.
Correct. So you got to, you want to be, there is a bank that offers 7 days, I think, and the interest rate isn't too bad. But we're not here to advertise banks. We're here to help Wild Coast radio listeners. So an emergency fund is just that. It's an amount of money that you can access in the times of an emergency, whether you need 2 new tires because you've hit one of our glorious potholes in Wild Coast radio country, or the fridge is suddenly packed up and you need a new motor, or maybe the stove needs to be replacing, or maybe there's, hopefully not, but maybe there's emergency medical costs. So how do you calculate an emergency fund? What is the sort of ideal? Because we're going to talk at some stage about cash, I can tell you that, because financial chats are never complete without talking about cash. But the way I like to actually explain it to my clients, and it depends on your age, it depends on whether you're self-employed, whether you're earning a salary, whether you're retired or not. But essentially, the minimum, I believe, every single person should have access to is 3 times their monthly take-home pay. Mm. Sometimes it's 5 times. Because I'm a little bit more conservative than most, I would like to suggest 5 times. So how do you work it out? Well, you know what your take-home pay is. If you're one of those really lucky people whose take home pay is more than you need, then
okay.
Maybe
who is that?
Yeah, where is that? In South Africa, maybe Wild Coast country, maybe. So work out what it is you need on a month to month basis, just to survive. In other words, it'll be food, electricity, water, lights, utilities, maybe petrol. You know what I mean. It's your living
daily living costs. Mm.
And you should know that. If you don't, maybe we should talk about budgeting.
Then we need to go back to episode 1, which was budgeting about 5 years ago.
So work it out. And let's say, for example, you need, just to survive, 10,000 rand a month. Well, then the minimum you should have in an emergency fund is 30,000 or 50,000 or anywhere in between. Mm-hmm. Okay. So that's how I would suggest you work it out. The idea for me is, if you had to lose your employment or if you had to lose your source of income, if you have 5 months of that emergency fund available to you, your pressure of just taking any job that crops up or being forced into desperate situations actually falls away.
Falls away for that period. It gives you time to think clearly.
Correct, Wayne. So 5 times is ideal. 3 times for me is minimum. So the question is then, well, where do I keep this money? Because as we've mentioned earlier on, if you just leave it in your check account or your current account or even in your savings account, you're probably going to get a couple of rands with the interest every month. So what you want to do is go to your bank and say, I want to keep an amount as an emergency. 30 days is probably maybe a bit too long. That's why I like to use what they call money market unit trusts. Mm-hmm. Money market gives you a reasonable interest rate, as well as it being available at the drop of a hat, 2-3 days. But each person must decide what is best for them. So ideally, you would keep it accessible. And therefore, I have clients that ask me to invest their money in the money market. I'm thinking, well, you know, it's going to take 2 or 3 days to get to you. What about going to your own bank and asking them for a similar account, because all the banks will have it, that you can, on your phone, using your app or your internet banking, just be careful of the scam artists, transfer that money as and when you need it. You know, so I like to suggest that the client goes to his own bank. If you have an access bond, can you remember what an access bond is?
Yes.
Okay. So an access bond is the money that you've got available in your bond because you've paid it a surplus off, or if your bond was registered for 100,000 and the balance is 95,000, maybe you can access that 3 or 4,000. So for me, that is a nice place to keep it. For number one, is it's immediately accessible. You can transfer it out your bond into your checking account or your savings account. Or the important part of that is the interest that you are paying is a lot less than a credit card. Credit cards going to hit you like 20% interest, where your bond might be 12%. Here's the big catch, though. Pay it back immediately you can.
Mm.
But if I put every month, I'm building up my emergency fund, and I put 1,000 rand into my bond or 500 rand into my mortgage bond, what actually happens is, in theory, you are earning interest tax-free to the it's not tax-free, it's non-taxable. There is a difference, trust me, of the rate equal to your bond.
Mm.
So if I put 100 rand in my bond and my bond rate is 12%, I'm technically getting 12% return on my money. And that's why I suggest to people often to pay off that credit card, because rather don't come and ask for an investment by me, because the credit card is your best way of investing your money, in the sense that you pay off the debt. Because you're paying to the banks a huge amount. So where do you keep your emergency fund? Ideally, in an access bond, if you have such a thing. If you don't have such a thing, you can go to your bank and ask them for their interest, the highest earning interest account you can get with short or call options. In other words, I want to call it up tomorrow or next week. And then thirdly, you can get a financial advisor to give you an emergency fund using a unit trust, which is very, very efficient. But there is that time delay. And sometimes we don't have the time.
And would unit trusts also be slightly less consistent, because they're linked to a certain extent to other markets?
Yeah, so a unit trust has got there's so many different ones. The ones that I'm thinking of are money markets. In other words, it's linked to cash. So the fluctuations will be minuscule, unlike a stock market fluctuation.
Yes.
So you have a money market unit trust, which is going to give you probably slightly more than the bank. But it fluctuates. So there may come a time where it's going to give you less than the bank. The fluctuations are small, but they're there.
Yeah.
If you are looking to save for maybe a period longer than, say, 6 months, then I like to look at income fund. But an income fund is not really ideal for an emergency fund, you know, because it does need a bit of time to settle. The last thing, Wayne, you want to use for an emergency fund is your tax-free savings.
Mm-hmm.
Please, please do not use a tax-free savings investment as an emergency fund, because there is such we have a limited amount which we can put into tax-free savings. If you are continuously putting in and taking it out, you're affecting your lifetime limit. So, for me, a tax-free savings investment is a long-term investment, definitely not an emergency fund.
Not to put an emergency fund into.
Yeah.
So there are various vehicles, if I can call them that you could use. Obviously, your bank, your financial advisor would be the person to speak to.
Correct, yeah. You know, again, like we say every week on our show, you know, your personal financial advisor is the person that knows your circumstances. And I'm not talking about somebody that you don't ever see after the first meeting. I'm talking about the financial advisor that contacts you regularly, that reviews your portfolio regularly, asks you how your circumstances have changed. That is a financial advisor, not a one-hit wonder where you do the first investment and you never see the person
until you're, well, you don't see him, but he'll appear at your funeral, possibly.
Well, you wouldn't know.
I wouldn't know.
Yes.
And talking about financial advisors, that's where Versa Wealth could come into it. If somebody is looking for financial advice or an advisor, how do they get in touch?
Thank you, Wayne. Yeah, no, we're available to Wild Coast Radio listeners. If you want to maybe bounce an idea off or get a second opinion, or if you don't have a financial advisor, we have an office in East London. We also service Port Elizabeth and all the little towns in between. So you're welcome to contact me by phoning on 043-727-1340. Or if you prefer to pop us an email, you can send an email to info@verso.co.za.
Great. Thane, thank you very, very much. Once again, a great chat. Thanks for all the information. And we'll chat again next week Thursday.
Thank you, Wayne. Been an absolute pleasure.
That's Thane from Verso Wealth, an authorized financial services provider.
Wild Coast Radio.